We need to talk about a good death, doctors say. So let's do just that. You're more likely to hear the term palliative care in reference to a dying loved one. But doctors say patients are often frightened to hear that term. It can feel clinical, all about the end. And then there's the doctors who don't want to concede that there's something that they can't cure. But palliative care could mean a longer life. Certainly it means a better quality of life towards the end. So in the wake of emotional debates on euthanasia in our state and federal parliaments, those working in palliative care now want Australia to tackle the fear around death and to start talking about how to deliver a good death. Over the next few days, families, patients and experts will join you here on PM sharing their experience of palliative care and how to improve it. Louise Creeley has been investigating this for you. Here's the first of her reports.
On the table somewhere, there should be tablets.
Peter Morris is in pain.
There should be a lower strength as well.
The 55-year-old has been sick for 22 years. He's been in palliative care for the last six.
The pain is getting worse because the cancer's getting worse. It went from a slow-growing, non-aggressive cancer to a very fast-growing, very aggressive cancer. And I've had about 20-odd in different areas sessions of radiation therapy. I've been on chemo tablets. At the moment, it's looking like nothing's working too well, so...
But Peter says all the hard years of treatment have been made easier by his palliative care doctor, who's been with him from the start.
His job wasn't that I was going to die and he was there to pat me on the head and make me feel ready for death. His job was to make me comfortable with pain relief. The term death didn't have to come into it whatsoever.
But for others, like Elizabeth, talking about death is an important part of the process. Elizabeth was diagnosed with terminal cancer in January this year.
As you know, we actually talked about the D word, and, you know, I think that's a helpful thing to be able to actually talk about and not pretend it's not perhaps going to happen very soon. You know, and I think Gail is someone that you can talk to who's like a friend.
The Gail Elizabeth is talking about is Gail O'Brien, a patient advocate at Chris O'Brien Lifehouse. The Cancer Treatment Centre was named in honour of her husband, a pioneering head and neck surgeon who died from a brain tumour in 2009. It was then that Gail learnt the hard way how important palliative care is.
Chris and I had a pretty terrible story around palliative care because we weren't linked in with it. And when the time came to, you know, at his end of life, it all went pear-shaped. I called an ambulance just thinking they would have morphine on board, but they didn't. You have to call an ICU ambulance. And then when he arrived, it didn't seem to take his time, and there was all the commotion about, you know, ringing 000 and, you know, being on the end of the phone, and it's just ridiculous when I look back on it. And then the ICU ambulance man came and he just sort of swaggered in and said, you know, there's no way I'm giving him any morphine unless you sign on the dotted line that he's coming to hospital. So I basically had to. Chris said, don't let me die in pain. And I just felt like I'd really let him down.
Gail and Chris's experience is not unusual. Palliative care is often not considered until it's too late. That's a big frustration for Professor Richard Chai. He's the Director of Sacred Heart Supportive and Palliative Care Service at St Vincent's.
A lot of doctors, a lot of families have the myth that once you come to palliative care, your time is short. And therefore will only refer when time is really very short and miss out on all the benefits that palliative care can provide over a longer period. And I think part of the problem, we promote well-being. We are a death-denying society. And talking about dying, talking about a short prognosis, is very uncomfortable. And because it's very uncomfortable, no one wants to talk about it.
Professor Chai says he doesn't just focus on a patient's symptoms. Part of his job is to introduce the idea that no one is going to live forever.
A lot of our patients already know they're not going to get better. And a lot of those patients actually want that affirmation from their treating doctors, but don't. Because their treating doctors are too scared to talk about it. They are afraid of pointing the bone. So a lot of what we do is break that ice. Allow patients to say to their families, allow patients to say to their doctors, I know I'm very sick. I know I don't have a lot of time. patients who understand where they're going, patients who prepare themselves, patients who prepare their families all have a good death.
So what is a good death? Judith Lacey is Head of Supportive Services at Chris O'Brien Lifehouse.
So psychological and physical preparation, as well as preparing and modifying the space and being in the place they want to be when they die, being pain-free. Everybody wants to die the way they've lived. People die, have interesting ways of interpreting and deciding on how they perceive their death to be and want it to be. And so it's listening, honouring and responding to that and maintaining people's sense of dignity.
And Peter Morris feels lucky that he's had the years in palliative care to prepare his children for what's ahead, and now he's making the most of the time left with his family.
Try to look at the bright side of everything and enjoy myself as much as possible. We're going to go away up to the Northern Territory for a trip to see Uluru, just to be together, my two kids and myself. And
we've planned the trip, but who knows what will happen after that kind of thing. But that's our thing we're doing together.
Yeah, so looking forward to it, just to be with my kids, yeah.
Palliative care patient Peter Morris. Louise Creeley, our reporter.